Hi, this is Jerry Pippin. On the line from Las Vegas, we have Kathy Scott, author of the book Death in the Desert, The Ted Binion Homicide. And Kathy's been in court. She's been watching it all. And we'll talk to her about some of her impressions. You know, today, Friday, November 5th, was the first day for the defense to put on their case. And we'll be talking to Kathy about that in a later interview. The purpose of this particular one, Kathy, if it's okay with you, is I just kind of like to go over week three and the final week, as it turns out, of the prosecution's case against both Rick Tavish and Sandy Murphy. Even before I do that, anything else on the fellow who came into the jury room and yelled guilty?
Well, they weren't sure people had heard it. He yelled guilty. A few did admit. But this time they're objecting to everything, or they're making note. You know, they're saying for the record, you know, we want, you know, our thoughts to be known so that they can use it in an appeal.
Yeah, but I want to talk a little bit about all of last week. Brown, what's the story on this phone?
Jim Brown, I've heard lots of things, but I'm not going to say them publicly.
Well, that's too bad.
He took control of the house almost immediately.
Yes, he did.
Rick went to his office, took control of the interesting thing that came out in Bonnie Binion, the daughter, her testimony last week was that Jim Brown told her, you've got 15 minutes to go through the house and get whatever you like. That, and take whatever you like. That confirms what Sandy said, and she called Rick Wright. That came out yesterday, too. What Sandy said when she called Rick Wright, Bonnie and Jim are at the house looting it. They're loading things up and taking them. That confirmed, Bonnie confirmed it. And I think the prosecution jumped up yesterday and said that absolutely wasn't part of the testimony. They just made that up. And Michael Cristalli, the attorney for Sandy, said Bonnie Binion testified to that last week. I mean, they think if they say it doesn't exist, it didn't exist, but she did say, I've got 15 minutes. You've got 15 minutes to take what you want. And then she said there were some wine glasses she wanted to take for her mother that her mother always liked. And she said under oath that Jim Brown told her not to right then, that there was plenty of time to get things later. So, you know, testimony's coming out that they took things.
Interesting about last week's testimony is it always came back to money. The estate spent a lot of money on this prosecution, and everybody involved, the witnesses, and everybody involved was getting a piece of the action. It seems.
And Jim Brown was an attorney for the estate, so Jim was paid. You know, who knows how much he was paid, but he was for the estate.
Yeah, he said $500,000.
And then, you know, they say that the house was secured, but Jim Brown was there.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Schaefer was there later.
Right.
Rick was there. You know, Rick Wright was
mm-hmm.
there. Rick and Sandy never went into the house.
Yeah, I know.
Sandy wasn't seen leaving the house with anything. The gardener was there. He didn't see Sandy leaving the house with anything. The maid stopped by. She didn't see Sandy leaving the house. The next door neighbor. Nobody saw Sandy and Rick taking anything. In fact, there's no evidence that Rick was at the house that day. Never has that come out in either the first or the second trial. So the only people seen leaving with anything, and now Bonnie has confirmed it, she had 15 minutes, were Jim Brown and...
Yeah, the Binion people.
And they were looking, and it's interesting because Bonnie Binion also said she went through her father's pockets and his suit jacket in his closet. She took his wallet out of his pants pocket, you know, because she said he kept pictures there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the wallet, he also kept money
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And also in his pants pocket, she said he kept a wad of bills. And then she went through his pants pocket. There were no wad of bills in his pants pocket. But she clearly was going for the money. I mean, it's just obvious it came out in testimony. So I'll be writing about that stuff in my column this week.
They sold a house for a big loss, $700,000 or so.
Yeah, it was worth $1 million. I mean, when he died, it was 900.
And Las Vegas has been going up as far as real estate rates until recently.
Well, yeah, I think they just wanted to liquidate the estate, you know, but I believe that money's got to be kept somewhere. Of course, Bonnie Binion is worth a lot, so it would come out of her. It's, the estate is hers. So it would come out, she would have to pay.
So she had a strange relationship with her dad.
And that came out in testimony last week that he threatened all the time to take her out of the will. She badmouthed him. They argued a lot.
Sandy was not the only one she didn't get along with. She didn't get along with her dad.
Along with her father. And he pitted them against each other. And she agreed in court last week, Bonnie Binion did, and said, well, I was a teenager. Indeed, she was.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again. I'm looking forward to the column, find out a little more information. And
some interesting things in it this time that you don't read in the mainstream media. So.
Well, good. Well, that's one of the reasons we like to talk to you. Talk to you later, Kat.